So it's been pretty well established that coronavirus is upending daily life for tens of millions of Americans. Schools and businesses closed. People working at home are far more important out of work. Doctors and nurses overwhelmed. The virus is also threatening neighborhoods already handling another menacing threat, gun violence. And it's disrupting efforts to curb that violence. Vaughn Bryan is executive director of the Chicago anti-violence group Communities Partnering for Peace. Vaughn, first tell us a bit about the work you do when things are normal.
So what we do when things are normal is we canvass communities with what we call credible messengers who are from those particular communities, looking for guys who we know are vulnerable to gun violence and try to build a relationship with them and help them turn their lives around.
And, you know, I apologize because I shouldn't even use the word normal. That should not be accepted as normal, you know, but that has become something at least that seems normal in comparison to what we're dealing with now. And we know that Illinois is one of several states under some kind of lockdown to slow the spread of COVID-19. But your outreach workers have been deemed essential?
They have been. So anyone who's really working on the front lines of health and safety for the city are deemed exempt from the lockdown. And, you know, our guys have uniforms. They provide an essential public service. We know that conflicts amongst, you know, people who are in vulnerable communities are not going to stop because of COVID-19.
Well, do you worry that they'll be exacerbated with people who, you know, maybe can't go to work or school, are now confined in closer quarters with people that they have, a problem with? Do you worry it's going to get worse?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that COVID-19 is going to exacerbate it. We really don't know. This is an unprecedented time. And I'm not sure the population that we're really seeking are people who go to school on a regular basis anyway, or are in the legal economy. So from that perspective, you know, there's not really a change.
We do understand that one of the things that your workers will do, and this seems smart when the city of Chicago said they were essential, they're also, if they're going out in the community, bringing with them word of how to fight the coronavirus.
Yeah, so we want to educate the community on what it really is so people take it seriously and really take the lockdown seriously. Really, the safest thing you can do, no matter what lot in life, is to really just stay indoors right now or stay close to home and away from other people. And so we feel like, you know, we're in those communities and we're just as credible as anyone to send that message on behalf of the city.
Well, and a lot of these people are young adults. We've seen young adults on spring break in Florida completely disregard these warnings. How are they taking it in your neighborhood?
It remains to be seen. In some neighborhoods, it's dormant, not a lot of people out. And then there's other neighborhoods, you know, people are business as usual. I don't know that there's a method to it or a reason why certain communities take it versus others, but there's, you know, no real distinction on, you know, who's taken seriously and who's not.
You know, Vaughn, I'm finding myself thinking that, you know, gun violence is just, you know, it makes your blood run cold to think of somebody feeling like they're being stalked by somebody with a gun or targeted by somebody with a gun. What a horrible feeling.
And yeah, it's not a good way to live. And, you know, the whole goal of our work is to, you know, relentlessly pursue and build trusting relationships with those individuals and those groups and to really, you know, mobilize resources to help them heal and help our communities heal.
Well, and now maybe Americans who don't know that feeling maybe have a sense of it because they're being stalked by this unseen enemy.
Yeah, and there's a feeling of insecurity based on the unknown and potentially coming past somebody who has the virus or, you know, there's just a lot of unknowns. And so that's a very insecure, unstable way to live. And no American should live that way, whether it's COVID-19 or, you know, some of the systemic challenges that have created, some, you know, our vulnerable communities that we live with today.
Yeah. Well, Vaughn Bryan, again, executive director of the Chicago anti-violence group Communities Partnering for Peace. Their outreach workers have been deemed essential services by the city of Chicago, so they're still going to try to go out and use their anti-violent measures in neighborhoods there in Chicago. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Are you concerned about your outreach workers because they're not getting to isolate?
Yeah, we are. And so we have a set of measures that we're taking, some safeguards to make sure that, you know, they're not out on the street in the same way. So instead of walking the communities, we would prefer them to be in the car. We're going to use the same social distance recommendations that the CDC has put out, keeping 6 feet of distance, limiting our interaction to 10 minutes, not shaking hands, wearing gloves, and we'll just proceed accordingly with those things in mind.
Yeah, and it strikes me that you're doing the work first and foremost for your anti-violence measures. But in this time of this extra stressor, you know, people must appreciate somebody coming to see them.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Our goal is going to be the same with COVID or without COVID. We're really trying to get guys and gals to turn their lives around and take some of the services that we offer, whether that's behavioral health, job readiness training. We subsidize GED attainment. We're really trying to move people's lives forward because we believe if they take those services and really embrace them, there's less incentive to go back to life in the illegal economy.
Well, I hope that they can soon take those services. Vaughn, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.